Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, and we are broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Marisa Santillán, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Friday, May 17, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And we'll have a feature on Los Chalchaleros and Los Fronterizos, two key groups in the history of folk music. In addition, we'll be talking about football and a particular small sports club that hail no less than four World Cup winners and is practically unknown. Actually, I wasn't aware of its existence until I came across this article by the Buenos Aires Herald that I'd like to share with you on the airwaves today, a Buenos Aires sports club. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com and a letter to Maipú Street 555, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both ways are okay for sending reception reports. This show in English airs Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time via frequency 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us on rai.com.ar and also via our app for mobile devices. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Court investigates alleged extortion of thousands social plan beneficiaries. Buenos Aires subway fare increases 360% starting today. Alerts in El Chaltén, Argentina's trekking capital, due to a puma, a cougar, on the loose. The Milei administration presents a bill on expanding access to firearms. 26 dead in Mexico in heat wave. Sports, 14-year-old becomes youngest ever Premier League player. And these are the news. A court is investigating alleged extortion of social plan beneficiaries. Since Javier Milei took office, the government has insisted that there are intermediaries who pressure people to attend protests and rallies. According to this version, these middlemen withhold money or food that recipients should receive if the latter do not participate in rallies or pickets. According to the executive, thousands of reports of these alleged threats were received on a hotline that was set up for this purpose by the government. In addition, WhatsApp chats were leaked to the press in which lists of those sanctioned and penalized for not marching were shared. On Monday, as part of this court case, there were almost 30 raids on organizations such as the Polo Obrero, the Workers' Pole, and the Barrios de Pie, that would be Neighborhood Standing, or Neighborhoods on Their Feet movement. And these groups carry out social work in the poorest neighborhoods and are accused of being responsible for the alleged extortion. But Eduardo Beliboni, the leader of the Polo Obrero, denied the accusations and claimed to have a clear conscience, and he claimed to be a victim of political persecution because of his opposition to the Milei administration. Milei's government sent a bill to Congress to promote legal access to firearms. According to an official communique, the initiative seeks to simplify the registration of irregular users. The aim, according to the source, is to allow Argentines who want to have guns in their homes to do so legally. In the meantime, the message continues, the fight against criminals who, with illegal weapons, put the lives of all Argentines at risk will continue. During the campaign, Mr. Milei had spoken out in favor of expanding legal access to weapons, which in Argentina is quite restrictive compared to countries such as the US. As of Friday, the underground ticket in the city of Buenos Aires will increase by 360%. Thus, a trip which until yesterday cost 125 pesos will now cost 574 pesos, the equivalent of about 50 cents on the dollar. The increase is part of the policy of cutting subsidies to public transport in order to reduce the fiscal deficit. The executive also argues that it is necessary to bring prices and utilities fares into line and that services should be paid for at values closer to market rates. But several political and social leaders warn about the impact of these increases on the purchasing power, especially of the most vulnerable sectors. They filed for and obtained an injunction that was going to stop the increase in the metro. But yesterday, the court reversed that order and allowed the increase to go ahead as from today. On the subject, the Casa Rosada acknowledged that it could suspend the scheduled increases in energy fares for the winter. This was revealed on Thursday by presidential spokesman Manuel Adorni. In El Chalten, one of the main destinations in Argentina's Patagonia, there is an alert for a puma, a cougar, on the loose. This arose from the case of a family from the province of Córdoba that was surprised by the animal during a hike last Tuesday in the area known as Chorrillo del Salto. According to Marcelo Gallo, one of those affected, the group had to remain completely still, 2 meters away from the animal to avoid being attacked. According to his account, they all remained motionless for 10 minutes until they began to slowly retreat, but the puma then followed them for a while before climbing to a tree when the tourists took the opportunity to escape. Authorities, when informed, acknowledged that the episode was unprecedented. After the news broke, media published part of the protocol for these situations. Among the recommendations, it is suggested not to approach, to remain calm, to look towards the puma, and to raise your arms to appear larger. You should also give the animal a chance to come out, not corner it. Also, do not run away, as this may trigger an attack from behind. If there are children, pick them up, and if the puma approaches, wave your arms and shout to try to chase it away. In Mexico, 26 people have already died as a result of the heat wave, which has caused over 200 forest fires. The figure comes from the latest epidemiological surveillance weekly report. According to this source, most of the deaths were due to heat stress and dehydration. According to official figures, temperatures in Mexico over recent weeks have been around 35 Celsius with a record high of 48. The areas hardest hit are Campeche, Chiapas, Guerrero, Michoacán, Oaxaca, Tabasco, and Veracruz. Sports. A 14-year-old footballer yesterday became the youngest ever to play in a first division match in Argentina. Mateo Apolonio from Deportivo Riestra came on near the end of the match in which his team lost 1-0 to Newell's for the professional league. In doing so, the 2010-born teen snatched the record from none other than Sergio El Kun Agüero, who was 15 when he made his debut for Independiente in 2003. Meanwhile, San Lorenzo beat Uruguayan side Liverpool 3-2 in Buenos Aires in the Copa Libertadores. Meanwhile, Racing beat Coquimbo Unido of Chile 3-0 in the Copa Sudamericana and are almost through to the next round of this competition. Finally, we informed that Brazil will host the Women's World Cup in 2027. This was decided yesterday at a FIFA Congress held in Bangkok. The South American country's bid won the vote, beating the joint bid of Belgium, the Netherlands and Germany. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, Mission Shizie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mukete, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on folk groups Los Chalchaleros and Los Fronterizos. But that will be after enjoying a little bit of other type of music. And for today, we've got an Argentine reggae playlist. Okay? All reggae songs are part of our playlist, in addition to the folk music that you'll enjoy in the feature coming up. So let's start with this reggae, Argentine-made reggae list, with this track by Fidel Nadal, called Dale Calidad, which translates more or less as give quality or give some quality to your life.
Dale calidad a la la vida.
Mi gozo de él.
Dale calidad al amor.
A Kenzo.
Dale calidad a este mundo. Y vas a ver que todo esto puede ser mucho mejor.
RAE, Argentina to the World presents.
Canto que nace en mi Salta, con changos amigos en el Nacional.
Los chalchaleros and los fronterizos. Two groups that made history in Argentine folklore.
Los chalchaleros nacimos con un tarareo, murmullo y silba.
The province of Salta, one of the oldest and most beautiful of the country, is located in northwestern Argentina. It's always been seabed and cradle of one of the richest flows of our popular music, folklore. Exemplary representatives of Salta are, for example, the Cuchi Leguizamón and Manuel Castillo, Diabolos brothers Jaime Dávalos and the duo Salteño are from there too. Same happens with Eduardo Falú, Mariana Carrizo, and Daniel Toro, among many, many more renowned musicians who devoted to folklore. Also from the province of Salta, there are two groups we will be talking about today. Los Chalchaleros, created in 1948, and Los Fronterizos, born in 1953.
Lloraré, lloraré. Toda la vida.
Los Chalchaleros took their name from a singing bird of northern Argentina, the red thrush, or chalchalero. Their first four members, all of them quite young, after meeting at a school event, got together to rehearse for a couple of months and made their debut at a theater hall in the city of Salta in 1948. Immediately afterwards, the band's popularity grew in the province. The band's first great hit and first recording was the Zamba Lloraré, I'll Cry.
Lloraré, 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 triste y solo en este mundo.
Los Chalchaleros resorted to vocal and instrumental harmonization to interpret traditional sambas and compositions by Jaime Dávalos and Gustavo Leguizamón. And, with that simple proposal, they contributed to make popular a model of folklore group integrated by four members, accompanying their voices by three guitars and a drum, attired in an idealized version of Creole clothes. The minimal formation and the charm of its members matched the group with those playing at campfires and festivals that multiplied during the 50s. As from 1953, they established their permanent presence on the radio stations and started taking part in the first TV shows.
Mi brazo,
unido tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos. Mi brazo, fueron tu nido, tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos. Cuando en el cielo de pronto se ve que nace y muere un relámpago. Recuerda, cuando en el cielo de pronto se ve que nace y muere un relámpago. La sábana que sobre el suelo se tiende cuando la escarcha no es blanca. Como la tímida flor de tu piel, ni fría como tu lágrima. No es blanca, como la tímida flor de tu piel, ni fría como tu lágrima. No olvidaré cuando en tu Córdoba te vi, y tu clavel bajo los árboles robé. Tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos. Mi brazo, fueron tu nido, tu pelo, la luz de la luna entre los álamos.
Los Chalchaleros kept active during 54 years, till 2002, when they bade their farewell with a great recital in Salta. All in all, they edited nearly 50 records that spread the Argentine folklore styles such as the zamba, the vidala, the cueca, and the chacarera. And although some members of the group kept changing, others stayed with the group for a long time. One of them even from the beginning, 54 years ago. We refer to Juan Carlos Arabia, whom we will listen now expressing his gratitude to life and God for the success conquered by Los Chalchaleros, despite the fact that none of them had good musical knowledge.
Y agradecer por lo mucho o poco que te da,
I thank God for everything he gave me. He gave me a lot, the people's love for something that started as a game, to woo girls. We started singing jokingly and ended traveling to Buenos Aires to sing and record. All of a sudden, we were hired by RCA Victor, Los Chalchaleros, the group, that was born because of. We didn't sing well, didn't know how to play the guitar, didn't know any music at all. Nothing. We never pronounced the last syllable because we didn't know how to breathe.
Adé, samba de mi esperanza, amanecida como un querer.
Sueño, sueño del alma, que a veces muere sin florecer.
Sueño, sueño del alma, que a veces muere sin florecer.
Samba, a ti te canto, porque tu canto derrama amor. Caricia de tu pañuelo, que va envolviendo mi corazón.
Caricia de tu pañuelo que va envolviendo mi corazón. Estrella tú que escuchaste mi padecer.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como yo sé.
Estrella de quiera como yo sé. Pasando, como la vida no vuelve más.
El tiempo me va matando y tu cariño será, será.
El tiempo me va matando y tu cariño será.
Horizonte, soy polvareda que al viento va. Zamba, ya no me dejes, yo sin tu canto no vivo más.
Zamba, ya no me dejes, yo sin tu canto no vivo más. Estrella, tú que tú que escuchaste mi padecer.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como yo sé.
Estrella, deja que cante, deja que quiera como.
Shortly after the birth of the Chalchaleros in the same city of Salta, a new group made its debut. There were also four young people who played the guitar and the drums and who also performed folklore songs. Los Fronterizos. They got together in 1953, owned an interpretative quality that allowed them to distinguish themselves from the Chalchaleros and gain their own identity. Among the first compositions they interpreted, we can mention La Esperanzada, the one keeping out hope, Campo Quijano, Quijano Field, and El Indio Muerto, the dead Indian.
Adentro, el cielo está enlutado, de opaco poncho de nube, el día murió a lo lejos. Y en los arroyos de alta lloran los sauces su muerte. Y en los arroyos de alta lloran los sauces su muerte. Se viene lento, lo esperan rosadas nubes para contarles del luto que embarga los hondos valles. Para contarles del luto que embarga los hondos valles. Indio del triste silbo, tu canto lo tiene el de noche lo dará el viento a que lo hace por los aires. De noche lo dará el viento a que lo hace por los aires.
muerto el indio poeta.
Silencio le hacen los cerques y en los arroyos de Anda lloran los sauces su muerte. Y en los arroyos de Anda lloran los sauces su muerte.
Few months after their debut, another great musician, guitarist and composer, Eduardo Falú, heard the Fronterizos and started collaborating with the group. In 1956, a member of the group left and César Isela took over. With his incorporation, the group gave a huge leap. He introduced a novel harmonic structure, often with a high-pitched voice singing on the music by the first or second baritone, while the bass alternating solo fragments. This formation brought them a sweeping success that took the quartet to tour our country, Europe, Japan, and the States, performing at the Vatican, where they interpreted the Creole Mass, o Misa Criolla, together with Eduardo Falú and Ariel Ramírez.
Por el río Paraná, aguas arriba navego, el sol quema como un fuego.
During the 60s, Argentina witnessed the so-called folklore boom, the end of several decades in which the music of the provinces had been polishing certain traits and improving from the instrumental, vocal, and poetical points of view. The high interest in our native music made the radio and TV broadcast folklore daily. In 1961, the Cosquín Folklore Festival was born, while Buenos Aires was invaded by campfires and campfire guitar jams. Two emblematic records are often mentioned, both by the Fronterizos. They are Coronación del Folklore, Folklore Crowning, by Eduardo Falú, Los Fronterizos and Ariel Ramírez, of 1963, and La Misa Criolla, the Creole Mass, also by Ariel Ramírez, with the Fronterizos in 1964. The Misa Criolla or Creole Mass enabled the Fronterizos to tour the world and sell thousands of records.
En el año 63, obtienen
in 1963, the Fronterizos obtained a second golden record. Moreover, that same year, Philips summoned Ariel Ramírez, Eduardo Falú, and the Fronterizos to record a simple that would become the hit. It was Coronación del Folclore, or Crowning Folklore.
Bajo el sol, el cielo y el agua rejuntarán, hijo de las cumbres.
Llegamos al año 64. Algo se estaba gestando desde algún tiempo atrás.
In 1964, something had been growing for some time. Ariel Ramírez composed one of the greatest hits. The theme was religious. We referred to the famous Creole Mass, selecting for the interpretation the most appropriate voices of the time, the Fronterizos. This piece of work obtained an endless number of prizes and it was platinum record.
A la huella,
José Mario,
por las pampas heladas,
Carlos y Ortigas.
A la huella, cortando campo, no hay cobijo ni fonda, sigan andando. Florecita del campo,
del aire,
si ninguno te aloja,
¿a dónde nace?
¿Dónde naces, florcita, que estás creciendo? Palomita asustada, grillo sin sueño. José y María, con un Dios escondido, nadie sabía.
Thank you.
a la huella, a la huella.
Los peregrinos,
présteme una tapera
para mi niño.
A la huella, a la huella, soles y lunas, los ojitos de almendra y el de aceituna. Ay, burrito del campo,
ay, muy mansito.
Mi niño está viniendo
a darle sitio.
Un ranchito de quincha solo me ampara, dos alientos amigos, la luna clara. José y María.
In 1966, Cesar Isela announced his departure to set up as soloist. The Fronterizos covered the vacancy with Yayo Quesada in order to continue recording and live performing in Argentina and abroad, something they achieved with a sweeping success until in 1977, they announced their separation. During their whole career, the Fronterizos recorded over more than 300 musical compositions.
Cuando salí de Santiago todo el camino lloré, lloré sin saber por qué, pero sí les aseguro que mi corazón es duro, pero aquel día floje. Dejé que el suelo querido y el rancho donde nací, donde tan feliz viví, alegremente cantando. En cambio vivo llorando igualito que el Crespi. Los años ni la distancia jamás pudieron lograr de mi memoria apartar y hacer que te eche al olvido. Ay, mi Santiago querido, yo añoro tu quebracha. Mañana cuando me muera, si no se acuerda de mí, lléveme donde nací, si quieren darme la gloria, y toquen a mi memoria la doble que canto aquí. Olvidar alguno de mis paisanos, rancho, padre, madre, hermano, con tanta facilidad. Santiago no ha de ser el que obre de esa manera, despreciar la chacarera por otra danza importada. Eso es ver la mancillada a nuestra raza campera. Almohadas mojadas las encontré, más ignoro si soñé, pues que despierto lloraba, o en lontananza miraba el rancho aquel que dejé.
¡Bueno!
Tal vez en el camposanto no hay un lugar para mí, paisano le voy a pedir que cuando llegue el momento, tíreme en el campo abierto, pero sí donde nací.
Señoras y señores, con ustedes, los Fronterizos.
Los Chalchareros and Los Fronterizos performed in the most important theaters of South America. They toured the whole world and were always considered true maestros of the folk genre and music in general. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Los Chalchaleros and Los Fronterizos. two groups that made history in Argentine folklore.
Moja las guitarras tu corazón, que por los trigales son...
Production, Julieta Galván. Operation, Esteban Villarruel. The Voice, Miriam Túrcula.
Para que su voz, enamorada de la luz carnal, arome tus mujeres para dar.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, mien xiang shi jie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
We'll be talking about this sports club that was the cradle for world stars such as Alexis McAllister, a World Cup winner, Sergio Batista, World Cup winner also in 86. Well, they all passed through a small Buenos Aires club, and we'll be talking about it in just a few minutes after enjoying another reggae song, in this case by Los Pericos, Distant Eyes.
Tiempo al tiempo tengo que esperar. Es la idea y suele condenar. Tu mirada vuelve a penetrar mis pupilas lejanas. A ver si todo acaba aquí. No me dejes morir. A ver si todo acaba aquí. No me dejes morir así. No me dejes caer en la trampa. Now
I would like to share with you a piece that was published on the Buenos Aires Herald, which is an English language newspaper, about a little more than a month ago, written by Fernando Romero Núñez on four Argentine World Cup winners came from this club. Chances are, you've never heard of it. Going through the jerseys on the club walls is like reviewing a who's who of Argentine football greats. Among them are World Cup laureates like Qatar 2022 winners Alexis McAllister and Leandro Paredes, and Sergio Batista and Claudio Borghi, who lifted the trophy back in Mexico 1986. There are also an array of superstars who shine on Argentina's national team and top European squads like Fernando Redondo, Juan Pablo Sorín and Esteban Cambiaso. The club in question is none of the famous ones, like Boca, River or Independiente. It doesn't even have a stadium, only a set of indoor fields located in the Buenos Aires neighborhood of Villa del Parque. This is Club Social y Deportivo Parque, maybe the most important club in Argentine history that you have never heard about. It's one of the foundational cradles of Argentine football, former player and current director Cesar Lapaglia told the Herald. And judging from the shirts on display, he is not overstating it. The story of Parque, as it's affectionately known, is the story of a club that has become one of the best youth developers in Argentina, a project spearheaded for decades by legendary scout and coach Ramón Madoni. But it's also the story of a place that fosters family-like ties that last well after playing careers are over. In some cases, relationships that turn into actual family. One could be forgiven for failing to notice anything special about the club's building. The unassuming facade of the relatively small building, with an entrance to the gymnasiums and a cafe, does not give away the illustrious names that have walked through its doors. It remains a neighborhood club, said Fernando Batista, another former player and brother to 1986 World Cup winner Sergio. For all of us who once played here, it is still our meeting place. We all went on to make our careers, but every time we are back in Argentina, we ask, where are we meeting? At Parque. Parque's family vibe was evident even during the interview with the Herald, as a few club members saw Batista and immediately approached to greet him, asking him to give his father and brother Sergio their best wishes. The club's familiar spirit also touched none other than Diego Maradona. He met his wife of 14 years and mother of two of his children, Claudia Villafani, at a carnival dance hosted by Parque. The club wasn't always devoted to football. It started out as a basketball club and shifted gears in the 1970s, turning its hoops courts into indoor football pitches where children could practice and play five-a-side matches. And it was right from the get-go that Parque implemented the method that made it stand out, a focus on technique. People would watch one of the kids play and they would say, that kid plays for Parque, because of how good their technique was, said Fernando. That work continues, although sometimes it is hard to get parents to understand that this is a neighborhood club. There isn't a magic machine at the back. Although technique has been a part of Club Parque's ethos from the beginning, it was Madoni who turned the club into a powerhouse of young talent. Under his watch, World Cup winners like Paredes and McAllister took their first steps in football, as did the likes of Juan Román Riquelme, Carlos Tevez, Fernando Redondo, Fernando Gago, Juan Pablo Sorín, Esteban Cambiaso and Fabrizio Colocini. At one point, five of his prodigies were playing for Argentina in a World Cup. His talent for spotting greatness was so unique that none other than Boca Juniors decided to hire him, signaling a path that would take him to become one of the most renowned youth coaches in Argentina. Parque also signed the deal with the Xeneize, with Boca, to provide them with young talent, assigning them priority when it came to signing youth players that came through Parque. Asking me why Madonna was special is like asking me why Messi is special, said La Paglia. I think they are people who have been touched by a magic wand. They have that God-given talent, and that's it. Madonna, who's 81 and still regularly visits the club whenever he can, is also at a loss for words when it comes to explaining his success. I never knew what I knew. It just came from inside me, he said, adding that coaching rescued him from depression and opened the doors to the world. Not long after, I was traveling to France, Italy, Spain, even Japan, the whole world. Regardless of Parque's football stature, the man who has at one point or another worked with over a dozen players who have donned the Albiceleste understands the club's main role is a social one. Parque takes kids off the streets and teaches them football. This is a home for them. Just read a piece written by Fernando Romero Núñez for the Buenos Aires Herald entitled Four Argentine World Cup Winners Came From This Club. Chances are you've never heard of it. Meet Club Social y Deportivo Parque, a youth development powerhouse that has provided Argentine football with some of its greatest talents. Let's enjoy a little bit of music before signing off, and we've got time for one more track, more reggae, but in this case it's going to be a cover version of the Cure song, in a cover version by Argentine reggae band Los Cafres, Boys Don't Cry.
Argentina al mundo. Rai, Argentina, 面向世界. RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mukete Arzenchin.
RAE, Argentina au mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. A court investigates alleged extortion of thousands of social plan beneficiaries. Buenos Aires subway fare increases 360% starting today. Alert in El Chaltén, Argentina's trekking capital, due to a puma on the loose. The Milei administration presents a bill on expanding access to firearms. 26 dead in Mexico in heat waves. Sports. 14-year-old becomes the youngest ever Premier League footballer. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, for this Friday, May 17, 2024. Our sound technician was Marisa Santillán, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. We hope you enjoy the program, that you have an excellent weekend, and we invite you to join us on Monday for a new show of RAE. Ciao!